Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Chicagoland is in the books, and come on down, Chase Briscoe. It's time for your win for Toyota, your first win of the season, and your chance to throw your name into the championship contention. We have got a lot to get to this hour. Of course, a little on-field squabble. Is someone unhappy with SVG? We're going to find that out. Plus, what do the point standings look like now that we've got another brand new winner? And, of course, in a Bass Pro American-themed rock and roll ride on this 4th of July weekend. So, you know what? We're here to celebrate NASCAR and freedom. And speaking of freedom, you know what? U.S. national team kicking off soon against Belgium. So we got soccer coming up, too. We're going to give you the Sean Whitfield Soccer Minute, which is a segment I just invented, and he is not prepared for it. It's going to be awesome. That's later on in the program. We have got a lot to get to. Sit back, relax. Let's do this thing. Let's have Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey. Across from me, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get more American than this guy eating a steak and doing curls. Curls for the girls at the gym. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Man, what a weekend. It was busy. July 4th, celebrating our nation's birthday. Good NASCAR, good eating, and hot conditions.
Yes, very hot.
Yes,
it didn't get much better. We had some storms come through, but yes, very hot, very festive. Seems like there was something going on all over. Of course, some of the stuff having to be canceled because of the heat that was running around out there. So hopefully everybody made it safe. Hopefully everybody has just as many fingers today as they did when we kicked this show off last week.
And for those that were shooting fireworks, hopefully you had a good time.
Hopefully your dog's okay.
Yeah, and you still got a little money left because, as you know, that can get very expensive. But I always just enjoy the neighbors, you know, that you can just...
Oh, yeah. You hate spending money.
Yeah, you can just go out in the driveway and you can just look around and circle, you know, around the area. And you're going to see fireworks, you know, throughout the evening. We started watching them, I don't know, maybe around 11, 10:45, 11.
Late?
Yeah, we didn't get home. Well, yeah, it's maybe 10:30. We had a late dinner at Jay Alexander's. Us and or Kim and I and maybe three or four other tables.
I was going to say, I bet the staff was like, oh my God, these people leave?
They were, because there was nobody there. Everybody was out doing the July 4th thing. So what did you do for July 4th?
So, you know, you talked about expensive fireworks. Literally, it was me, my daughter, my wife, my mother-in-law, and my brother-in-law, and me. So we were all, and we wanted to pop a few fireworks just because it was, you know, 4th of July. And so we go and buy some fireworks, and it was literally like only the lame stuff, right? Fountains, sparklers, the little, you know, the snakes that you light on fire and they grow that have been around forever.
So when did you wait to go buy?
It was the day of, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Because this was kind of a last minute, like, oh, honey, we need to do something.
Was there much inventory left?
Plenty there. And it was a very, very busy. It was over in one of the stores in East Ridge.
Yeah.
So we fill up the cart. Not, like I said, nothing cool, nothing, none of those expensive, like massive artillery shells that you see. It was almost $200.
Man.
Almost $200.
Was it quite a grocery bag full?
It's basically a big grocery bag, maybe. And you know what? We sat outside for an hour and lit fountains, and Evelyn liked to do the snakes. She really liked those a lot. It was fun.
She likes the snakes. There's really not anything to those.
Exactly. My child is such a wuss when it comes to that stuff. But it was a lot of fun, fellowship and all that. But I tell you what, I felt like everybody that lived around me had brought out a tank and was just shooting them off left and right. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom.
So you didn't do any collaboration with any of the neighbors?
No, the neighbors, everybody had plans this year. So we just kind of, we were the only boring ones sitting at home.
So $200 worth lasted you about an hour's worth of entertainment.
Yeah, about an hour of entertainment.
Was it worth it?
I mean, sure, for Evelyn, I guess it was fun. But yeah, I also, and then when you're done, it's
you can go through a lot of snakes for
$200. Still makes a mess you got to pick up.
Yeah.
So, but it was a good time, and it looked like a lot of people had good times.
So did you clean up on Sunday morning, I guess?
Yes. Yeah. It was late. And let me tell you what, even though it was 10 o'clock, 10:30, like I said, and I think we ended a little bit after 10. And like I said, there was nothing putting off a lot of heat or any big explosions, dripping with sweat. It was that hot at that time of night.
Yeah.
I even had a cold beer trying to cool me off. That didn't help.
Here's a little Hamilton County government trivia. Do you know what the curfew is for shooting fireworks on July 4th?
You're probably not allowed to.
No, you are.
I have no idea.
12:30 a.m.
No way.
Yeah. So actually you can.
So you can just keep on a rocking.
You can go into July 5th, but only for a half hour.
A couple years ago, we were setting them off a little bit after 10 o'clock, and the old lady two doors down came out and was yelling at us. And it's so funny because I looked at my neighbors. And I'm like, man, it doesn't matter how old you get. When some old lady starts yelling at you, you're 13 again. And you're like, yes, ma'am, we're sorry.
Well, you should have just said, ma'am, I mean, no disrespect, but we are doing this legally. And yeah. We have the legal right to do this till whatever time.
Just because something's legal doesn't mean it's right, right? I mean, it's not nice to keep up the little old lady. Plus, at that time, I was like, cool, I'm done.
I think the city of Chattanooga's curfew was 11:30, but you live in the county.
Yeah.
It's a little bit longer.
Wild, wild west out there.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know, where I live in East Brainerd, I mean, it was just like, it sounded like gunfire was going off in every direction.
Yeah. And you do, you feel for the pets because, you know, they're got to be sitting around like, what in God's name is, Roxy was not a fan. Yeah. My dog, Roxy.
Yeah. So what else is going on with you?
But that's a good time. That's about it.
Well, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You.
That's this weekend, isn't
it? Oh, man.
Are you ready for me? Do I need to be down there judging?
Well, you know, you have really gotten into fitness lately. You have hired you a personal trainer.
By God.
You've been working hard. You've really gotten into it. I've been impressed and proud of your success.
Oh, no way. You've never been proud of me before.
Well, yeah, but you've never done anything like this before. In the 20 plus years you and I have been doing the show together.
I used to run a lot, but that wasn't good enough for you.
Well, you know.
You liked me more then, though. I do remember that.
You know, now you're eliminating a little bit of the dad bod and gaining respect back from your wife because she has called you out on man boobs. So it is time, especially when you can reach out and touch 50. Now's a good time for you to, you know, get some muscle tone back.
Yeah, she told me the other day because, you know, I was wearing an outfit that she had picked out for me. And she said, you look really good today. She's like, if you walked by, it would be a double take. And I'm like, well, hey, watch out now.
You should.
But do you think that paid off at all later? Not at all. So what's the point?
It didn't pay off
no,
later?
God, no.
Well, you mean later, like bedtime?
Yes. That's exactly what I mean.
Like, you should.
What's the point of being handsome if it doesn't do anything?
Yeah, you should have took out your iPhone and hit the little voice recorder and say, now please say that again so I can get that recorded. Yeah, and that please. Way, when it's ready for bedtime, you just go in there and hit the play button continuously until, you know, you just drive her nuts and she finally has to give in.
Yeah.
To remind her what she said.
It's or maybe just on a day I'm not feeling very good. I can remember the one time my wife said something nice to me.
Yeah, that way you can play it back because you may not hear that for a very long time.
Absolutely.
But, you know, one of the categories that we've got in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo is the Slim Fit Showdown. And you've trimmed off how many pounds?
I have no idea. I've not weighed myself.
You didn't weigh when you started? Mm-hmm. Usually that's the first thing a trainer is going to do.
It's just not what it's about, Sean.
Is get your weight, your height, and a lot of times they do measurements.
I have a really good idea of what I weighed because I'd been to the doctor not long before that. right at two. You know, I have to look it up.
So how many pounds do you think you've trimmed off?
I really have no idea. I go based on how things fit.
Well, I was going to say
how I feel.
How's it feeling in like the waist of a pair of pants?
And right now things are fitting, I guess, a little bit better, but I feel a whole lot better, and I do know my tummy's shrinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously my arms are massive, but that's kind of, that's just been the norm. That's very normal for me.
See, I was thinking the Slim Fit Showdown would be ideal for you to go ahead and submit
submit
a last minute entry this week, because we'll put up a before Casey Orr picture up on the big LED screens on the stage, and then bam, you walk out on the stage and there's the after.
And they just,
oh yeah, the crowd goes wild. And then your chances go up even higher, because Mrs. Orr sees how the crowd reacts.
Oh, man.
And then she suddenly thinks, you know what? I've been taking him for granted.
You know, can we get some
Listen to all these ladies scream.
Can we get some of the lady competitors to come out and just like fan me off or something?
Oh, yeah.
And just be like, oh.
We've got several ladies competing in the bikini category that I'm sure would be glad to help me out.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me run that up the flagpole.
No.
And see if it bakes.
If you go and ask permission, we know where that's going.
Let's stick this in the oven and see if it bakes.
That oven don't even work. But anyway, we have been working hard. We are going from the convention center to Erlinger Park. We're going from 8,800 square foot venue at the convention center to over 18,000 at Erlinger Park. We are going to have a business expo. We're going to have not only big LED screens on the stage, we're going to have big video screens on side stage. Man, this thing is going to be first class. Tammy Skiles, my event coordinator, she and I have been just working continuously ever since last fall, and we've really been working hard on it for the last few months. Also, Ashley Nelson, she is our director of competition. She's been outstanding. We got a good group of people that, you know, make it all worthwhile. But anyway, I got to share this quick story. Somebody the other day asked me, says, you know, this is your what coming up? I said, 6 year of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And they said, well, out of now 5 years that you have done the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, what has been one of the more memorable moments? And I thought, you know what? That's an interesting question I'd be asked. And I think back to last year, and I don't know if I ever shared this with you or not, and I'll make it quick because I know we want to get into talking NASCAR. But one of the guys in my group decided that they would add a little bit of extra excitement to the show, and as far as the introduction of the show. So we were going to have them come into the back, and we're going to have it to music, and then they were going to come up on stage and do some poses and all this kind of stuff. Well, one of them decided that we needed to get a smoke machine. So they got a smoke machine, and they set it up at the entrance coming into the ballroom at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Well, they did not fill me in on the idea of the smoke machine. So we start the show. The lights are, you know, blaring. Music's blaring. The crowd's going wild. They start the smoke machine, and all of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off. Not only did the fire alarm go off in the ballroom that we're in, but for the entire Chattanooga Convention Center.
So good.
Well, what made it even worse is the Chattanooga Convention Center was completely booked with events going on. They had one gala event going on in one of the other convention center rooms that was over 1,300 people.
So everyone's super dressed up. And
oh, yeah.
All the dudes there for the fitness.
Yeah, for this. Yeah, the guys are in black tie. The ladies are in dresses and all this kind of stuff. And the entire convention center's full, got something going on, and the fire alarm goes off. Well, you know Skylar Phillips, my buddy with the Chattanooga Fire Department. He teaches all the EMT and paramedic stuff for the Chattanooga Fire Department. So I had him there at my VIP table with all of his equipment and gear in his bag, so that if we had somebody on stage pass out or we had an incident in the audience,
he could be there to help.
He could be there to help and take care of them until an ambulance arrived. Because when you got 700 people in an event and you've got people competing on stage that are down to 6 and 7% body fat and they're totally dehydrated, you never know what could happen. So anyway, the fire alarm goes off. He recognizes immediately he had his radio sitting on the table. So luckily, he was there with his radio. He called dispatch and called off the...
like, false alarm, I'm here, we're
yes,
good.
Yes, because otherwise, the Chattanooga Fire Department was about to be on their way, and it was even going to be worse because Schuyler said, had it gone into effect, Chattanooga Convention Center, they would have sent out every fire truck and every fireman within a 10 or 15, 20-mile radius because the convention center is on fire.
It's so huge, yeah.
And they would have lined fire trucks all the way around that block, and then they would have evacuated the entire building. Well, this is in July. It's 90 degrees outside, and you're evacuating the entire building at 6:30, and all these people are dressed up as well as all the other events going on.
Because somebody wanted to have a smoke machine.
Yeah, because somebody wanted to have a smoke machine. And, of course, the convention center was livid. I knew nothing about it. I'm getting all kinds of, little talking to's by the end of the night by different people with the convention center. They're not happy at all. However, Schuyler saved the day by calling off the Chattanooga Fire Department, saying it was a false alarm deal. I mean, we were literally 15, 20 seconds from fire trucks being dispatched to the Chattanooga Convention Center. So anyway, that is one of my most memorable, not so good moments. So I've told everybody on my team, never do any surprises unless I'm aware of what's going on.
Yes, it's make them good surprises, not, hey, how about a smoke machine?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, we promise we are going to get to NASCAR. We had a great weekend at Chicagoland, back there after a seven-year break. We're going to get into that and break it all down. Also, too, our featured driver tonight on Where Are They Now is former NASCAR Cup Series driver David Ruderman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when David Ruderman drove for Mockawall Trip Racing?
Sure do.
So we're going to be talking to him. I'm going to be bringing you up to date on the latest with David Ruderman, as well as we're going to talk, too, about what does NASCAR do now? We had a successful weekend at Chicagoland. They're in negotiations with the city of Chicago to bring the street course race back to Chicago. The drivers are thrilled with the results of the mile and a half track from the weekend. A lot of the drivers and teams are wanting to be back there, but yet the TV networks and the rest of the NASCAR hierarchy is hoping and counting on the fact that this could be coming back into a major deal since it brought big TV ratings. So we'll talk about that. How does NASCAR figure that out?
Yeah. One word, the money.
Well, you're
it's
right.
Two
that's
words,
probably
you get it.
That's probably how it'll end up is follow the money. But anyway, we got all that and more straight ahead. We want to thank you so much for joining us. This is our 25th anniversary of Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Continuing to talk NASCAR. We couldn't have done it without all of you. So thank you so much for joining us. We're here each and every Monday at 6 live from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness
at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nooga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning five-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all things in the world of NASCAR. Today, about to recap race number 19, the Eero 400 from Chicagoland Speedway. We went to the mile and a half track, and Chase Briscoe got his first win of the season. Win number 76 for Joe Gibbs Racing this year. I think that's right. We'll have to check the stats. But throws his name in there and gets Bass Pro Shops back in the drivers, or back in the championship standings, back on the winner's circle. And you know what? In a cool looking, I don't know if you've seen it. We don't talk a lot about what the cars look like, but this was a very cool Yay America Bass Pro theme. It was way, you know, He looked good out there and looked fast.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shop, they have a lot of cool paint schemes, and I've noticed that they've been pretty diversified with sponsorship of a variety of drivers.
Is Bass Pro kind of like the new, like DeWalt or Home Depot or Lowe? Like, they may be the guy, they may be one of the few that still does a majority of the races. Like, you can find it just about every week.
Yes, there probably is a lot of truth to that. What is puzzling to me is sort of what I was just alluding to there for just a second ago, is the fact that they're on multiple drivers. They're with Austin Dillon. They're with Chase Briscoe. They are with, seems like I've seen them on Christopher Bell's car. Seems like they've been on some of the races on the 2311 cars, maybe Bubba Wallace. I may be mistaken on that, but they have really showed a lot of support for just NASCAR overall, being on a variety of cars. I know there's a close relationship with Richard Childress at Richard Childress Racing and Bass Pro, and I've often wondered, why are they wasting their money on Austin Dillon's car? You know, you know, Austin hasn't done anything in a long time. Richard Childress Racing has done well in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, but they've never, or not never, they've not been a contender in a very long time in the Cup Series, and in especially two, we've seen very little results out of Chevrolet this year.
Well, and you bring up a good point, the fact that they're jumping around at drivers, that is not a strategy that has really ever been prevalent in NASCAR. Mm-hmm. But it also makes you think, because listen, they've got marketing geniuses that are hired for this kind of stuff. You know, in football, Sean, they say you cheer for the jersey, not the player, right? So it's like, I'm a Packers fan, so I'm going to cheer for the Packers. It's kind of opposite with basketball. You're cheering for the star because you can see their face. Well, I mean, NASCAR is kind of like football. They got helmets. They're mm-hmm. in a car. You don't see them smile during the race. So maybe Bass Pro's like, you know what? They're just going to cheer for the car, not the driver. And this keeps us from having to get brand new cutouts every year at all of our locations.
Do you ever shop at Bass Pro?
Every now and again. I love the place. Mm-hmm. There was a certain time in my life that would have been like a trip to Disney World. I don't hunt and fish a lot anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I know they have other stuff in there, but I don't know. I don't ever fight the crowd to go.
I went there for the first time a couple of years ago. I had never been.
You've never been?
I had never been until a couple of years ago.
They're way cool, man.
And I was impressed with what I saw. And I get why they are popular with a lot of people.
The original one in Branson, I believe. Yeah, that's right. The original Bass Pro is in Branson. Mm-hmm. And he Johnny Morris built a museum onto it, so like you go from the museum into the original Bass Pro. But he's got a lot of American art, Native American art, a lot of really cool, like, I'm not a museum guy, like I can appreciate the arts like any person, but I'm never like, ooh, let's go. But years ago we found ourselves there and with time to kill, and we walked through it and it was fantastic. I even got one of my favorite t-shirts is from the original Bass Pro.
Interesting.
That was many moons ago.
And their logo is very prominent.
Oh, everybody knows what it is.
Even people that are not necessarily big shoppers of Bass Pro or into hunting and fishing, it's kind of like a cool logo branded type shirt or cast.
Listen, you can't be a bro country artist if you ain't got, you know, a mullet and a Bass Pro hat.
Yeah, now that you mentioned,
come on, dude. You know,
it does go right along with country music and beer drinking.
Morgan Wallen in the dirt road, and my biggity-giddy. Yeah, so bad.
I know you can relate to that a lot.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
All right, let's get into the results of the Eero 400 at Chicagoland Speedway in Joliet, Illinois. For those that are kind of wondering, okay, where exactly is Chicagoland? Well, it is outside the metro area of Chicago, kind of like you could relate Truist Park with the Braves being in Marietta. That's not in metro Atlanta. Chicagoland Speedway is not in metro Chicago. That's why they say Chicagoland, because it's a suburb.
The land. Yeah. The areas around.
And this is what's crazy. You know, I was involved with NASCAR with Union 76 for 9 years in the late 90s and early 2000s. I remember when that racetrack was under construction and Union 76 was making a major financial investment in putting in underground tanks and a fuel station and canopy and all that kind of stuff there. And I was thinking about this the other day. That seems like just the other day. And that's been so long ago now. And then this had been the first race at that track since 2019.
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
It had just been, I guess, pretty much closed.
But 2019 sounds like last year to me. So,
well, you're right.
I mean, that was before COVID.
But 7 years ago since this track has been in operation. But it is very weathered and worn out and certainly put on a great race. All right, let's get into the results of the race. We had Chase Briscoe in the victory lane. He broke that 20 race winless streak. First winless, he had this winless streak in a year when he had three finishes of 36 or worse in the first four races. He has 2 second place finishes, including one the previous week on Sonoma Raceway course. He even made comment after the race that he was very surprised that he won because he struggled in practice and in qualifying. He qualified 19th, ended up winning the race. In second, Christopher Bell. Third, Denny Hamlin. Fourth was William Byron. Fifth, Alex Bowman. Sixth, Bubba Wallace. Seventh, Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. And ninth, Corey Heim. Tenth, Riley Herbst.
Oh, the top 10. Riley with a top 10.
The top 10 is full of Toyotas.
Only two Chevys and one Ford in the top 10. It's a good time to be in a Toyota. Chase Elliott, 11th. Joey Logano, 12th. Down the list a little bit, Austin Cindric, 13th. Daniel Suarez, 14th. Ross Chastain, 18th. Brad Keselowski, 21st. Carson Hocevar, 22nd. SVG, 25th. Got into a little run with Austin Hill. Cole Custer, 31st. Josh Berry, 30th. There it is. Kyle Larson, 34th. Tyler Reddick, 36th. And in last place, Connor Zilich.
I was just noticing here that Monster Energy had had Riley Herbst in the zero sugar Toyota. Now, Monster Energy used to be a partner or sponsor here of Racing Talk Radio several years ago back, especially when they were the series sponsor of the NASCAR Cup Series. Well, Adam Woods was the region manager here in the Chattanooga in this area for Monster. He got me hooked on the purple can, the Monster Energy Ultraviolet. And until then, I'd never had an energy drink in my life. He got me hooked on them. He started sending me a half a dozen free cases a month while we were doing our deal.
That was the good old days. We had all the good stuff.
Yeah, I was getting 6 to 9 cases shipped to my house. And of course, eventually, you know, that was all phased out. But I ran into him about a year ago, and I said, it's your fault. I am hooked on these ultraviolets. Most people have to have a cup of coffee in the morning. The first thing I got to have is a Monster Energy Ultraviolet. I have one every single morning.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seriously. That and a protein bar. I wake up anywhere from 5:30 to 6, and that's the first thing I have in the morning is a Monster Energy Ultraviolet and a protein bar. Get my 19 grams of protein. And I've been on that routine now for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And I know that they're not healthy for me to be drinking. And I used to have a bad habit to where, you know, you have a Monster during the show.
It's kind of like my tradition, yeah.
Well, you know, there for a while, I was having a Monster too. And I got to thinking, I thought, you know, I'm having two Monsters a day.
Hey, that's starters for a lot of people.
Yeah, and of course, I don't know how in the world you're able to go home and go to bed at a decent hour and not have any trouble going to sleep. But that was the other problem. I was drinking them. I drink one so late in the day that it's keeping me up till 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I was struggling to get up the next day. But anyway, that's the first time I've seen Monster sponsor the zero sugar paint scheme in a NASCAR race. And I saw that and I thought, man, I love those zero sugars. But boy, it's almost a curse too because I'm hooked on them. And I hate to say I'm hooked on anything, but, man, it's been a struggle for me to break that habit. 7 caution flags for 43 laps, 28 lead changes among 13 drivers. However, I am thankful that Monster has stuck to the sport of NASCAR, and they've certainly been a big supporter. And most of the time they've got a car of some type in the NASCAR Cup Series lineup. All right. I tell you what, you want to take a break?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's take a break.
So I can take another drink of my Monster?
Super producer Chuck, I failed to get the message into him, but he is on it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will get into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Chicagoland. Man, who would have thought the stages would have flipped or positions would have flipped with Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick? We could see where Denny Hamlin is triple digits ahead of Tyler Reddick in another race or two. We got a 44-point difference. Denny Hamlin leading in second place Tyler Reddick.
Denny's on a run.
We'll get into that and much more, as well as we'll get into news in the world of NASCAR, A little bit later, we're feature our driver today. Where are they now? David Ruderman. We got all that and more after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Every moment I'm awake, it's a fight that you could never know. Every moment I'm awake, I'm playing on.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Chat Mortgage, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, and Nutrition World. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Every Monday at 6, we just got down running. We just got through running down the results of Chicagoland. A big win and first of the year for Chase Briscoe. And now, pretty soon, we're going to turn our attention towards Echo Park Speedway. Then after that, North Wilkesboro. And then after that, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Sean, that will be the fifth of five rounds of the in-season challenge. Of course, today was race two of the in-season challenge, which is basically a bracket-style driving experience. And to follow it more closely, you kind of got to print out the thing and look at it. But it is kind of cool, Sean. I've got it here in front of me. What's the bracket look like right now? Oh, well, they just had it. It went away. Oh, there we go. So currently, Alex Bowman, this coming up at Echo Park, Alex Bowman or David Gilliland, whoever's in front. After that, Chase Briscoe and Chase Elliott, the Battle of the Chases. We've got Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell, William Byron and Ryan Blaney. Those are the last eight drivers after Echo Park. It'll be the final four, and then it'll all be decided. Then at Wilkesboro, the final two, and it'll all be decided in Indianapolis. So it's really like a basketball-style bracket. David Gilliland in there. That a boy. upsets Daniel Suarez, then upsets Carson Hocevar. So Alex Bowman and David Gilland on one bracket, and then a bunch of heavy hitters everywhere else.
I think Denny Hamlin had said this a couple of weeks ago, and I can't recall if we discussed this on the program or not, but he was being quoted from an interview, and he was talking about how he feels like at any given week, wherever the Cup Series is at, that when he straps in the car, that he has got some of the best chances of anybody of winning the race. And you know, for the Toyota drivers right now, a lot of them are feeling like that same way, or they're feeling like they got a top five, you know, car. That's got to be a great feeling. And then when you think about some of the Chevrolet and Ford drivers, they get in the car and they already know that they are already outgunned by Toyota, and their chances of knocking out a win or a top five or a top 10 is like climbing a mountain. Ryan Blaney has basically been the only Ford driver that has showed a lot of success. The rest of them are all chasing the rest of the field. And then with Chevrolet, you know, we're used to seeing Hendrick Motorsports as an example being a top contender, and that just hasn't been the case this year. So, man, Toyota has got it figured out.
So it doesn't really matter what line of work you're in. You could be a car driver, a basketball player, a golfer, or just in sales. I mean, whatever. If you mm-hmm. kind of have a competitive landscape, showing up and knowing that you've got the best and all you've got to do is do your job and you could win is a great feeling, and it's a great place to be at. Mm-hmm. On the other side, knowing, showing up and knowing that everything's got to break just your way,
yeah,
in order for you to get where you need to go, can be a very daunting feeling. And it doesn't take more than a few mess ups or a few times of not going your way to just lose all confidence. And that's the way a lot of these, like you said, a lot of these drivers, it's like, we got to show up and hope Denny blows a tire. Or
they make a mistake on pit road.
We've got to show up and hope that for whatever reason, TRD just whiffed this week, yeah, and don't have the setup correctly. But so far, that just hadn't been the case.
Well, and then you add to the confidence level, you think about, okay, I'm showing up at the track. Say you were a driver for 2311. I'm showing up at the track with some of the best equipment on the racetrack, TRD engines and so on. But I'm also showing up with one of the most well-funded organizations on pit road, and with well-funded teams comes the best of the best in engineers and staff, because they can afford to hire the best in the sport. That just even strengthens the confidence level for these drivers. And then you think about the ones that are just, their confidence level is just barely hanging on. They're thinking about that. They're thinking, well, we're not one of the most well-funded teams. There is a challenge with sponsorships being secured on a routine basis. We aren't able to pay the larger salaries and fund to get the best people. So it's like living in a world where you're either in the poverty level or you're in the wealthy level.
Well, it's, you know, your Georgia Bulldogs. If they show up to play East Bogota State or whatever.
Or Oklahoma State.
You know what? I think we
Oklahoma State's the bottom of the barrel.
I think we beat y'all last time we played, but it was a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. We're not talking about basketball.
But it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't matter. But, you know, if, you know, East Carolina shows up to play Georgia, they know, well, I mean, we're playing the same game, but mm-hmm. we need a lot of things to go right for us and a lot of things to go wrong for them for us to have a chance.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what a lot of these other guys have to be feeling like when they show up against a good running Toyota teams right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into driver's standings after the race at Chicagoland. As we shared it in the last segment, Denny Hamlin is leading double digits ahead of second place Tyler Reddick, 44 points ahead of Tyler Reddick, and boy, have the tables turned. It wasn't that many races ago where Tyler Reddick was triple digits ahead of second place in the driver's standings. Ryan Blaney is hanging in there, 113 points behind the leader, but he's hanging in there about as well as possible, driving a Ford in third spot. Ty Gibbs, another Toyota driver, is in fourth. Chase Elliott with Hendrick Motorsports is in fifth.
In sixth spot, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Chris Buescher, followed by Chase Briscoe, bumping up to eighth after his win. Carson Hocevar, ninth place. Christopher Bell, 10th. Daniel Suarez, 11th. William Byron, 12th. Bubba Wallace is 13th. SVG, 14. Austin Cindric, 15. Eric Jones back into the top 16. Edging out Ryan Preece, Joey Logano, AJ Allmendinger, Brad Keselowski. You were there for a while, and now you are not. Sean, I will tell you, so Denny's got a 44-point lead over Tyler. Tyler's got a 80-point lead, 70-point lead over Ryan Blaney. But to show you just how the cream of the crop is racing, you get all the way down to the seventh spot, and you're over 223 points away from the front. So the top six are all within 180 points of Denny Hamlin, but it's above 200 once you get to seven, and it just continues to cascade down from there. So right now, Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick have been in their own category, but Denny's starting to try to break away from that. Ryan Blaney's in a weird number three spot. I'll put Ryan and Ty Gibbs together as kind of like in the B spot, and then it's C on down for everybody else.
You made comment at the beginning of the show about a little controversy, I guess you could say, going on between SVG and Austin Hill. What can you tell us about that?
Well, so Austin wasn't real happy with something SVG did, I believe, last week. So
it was at Coronado.
So he came down and basically hit him under caution.
Looked like retaliation.
A little retaliatory, which seems kind of crazy because I wouldn't do that to SVG, especially if I'm Austin Hill. I'd probably just go talk it out. But and so that's led to a lot of speculation, a lot of hubbub, a lot of what's happening there.
Yeah, SVG had the contact with Hill, looked like retaliation for a wreck caused by Hill that took him out at Coronado. Of course, SVG is denying it. He is also telling The Athletic that it was not it was intentional, but Hill chopped his nose. So, we'll have to see how NASCAR decides to regulate or comes down on them, if they do at all. They'll look at some of the data, in-car data, as well as see if there's anything said on the radio. A lot of times these drivers will stick their foot in their mouths by saying something on the radio back to the team that oftentimes will get them in trouble. But if I'm not mistaken, SVG didn't say anything on the radio.
So this is what I mean, listen, you should be able to stand up for yourself, and I know the garage area has its own set of rules. But SVG is not known as a dirty driver.
No.
He's kind of universally beloved.
You're right.
Do you think it's a great idea for Austin Hill, kind of a, I won't say no name, but a guy that hasn't had a lot of success or does have a big following.
And he's had some trouble with NASCAR.
Had some trouble with NASCAR. Do you think that's really the action you want to take if you're upset with SVG? Wouldn't you just go, you know what, maybe I'll go talk to him and see? Because, this kind of scene, all this, I don't think anything good is coming of this from Austin Hill.
I would agree, and I would also add to that the fact that it's not going to be very popular with most fans, him getting into some sort of on-track shove match and accidents with SVG. SVG is, as you said, well-liked. I think he is one of our more popular drivers. That's kind of like going up and having a tussle with Chase Elliott to some extent.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to wait and see how that unfolds. When we come back, we'll get to our featured driver today of Where Are They Now? We've got that and more as we continue. I want to thank you so much for joining us as we are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. 25 years of talking NASCAR on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Granted.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Charlotte Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nooga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at NoogaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all things you need to know in and around the garage area. We're talking NASCAR, y'all, and we're about done talking Chicagoland and ready to talk Echo Park Speedway, formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway. Just to let everybody know, it's right down the road, y'all. Right in our backyard, Sean. That's coming up this weekend, so be sure and tune in to that one.
Man, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. You know, so we were just talking about vacation days, and you're going to be gone in August for a day. It's your anniversary, and that is the Monday after my second big golf tournament out at Windstone. The other one where there's a lot going to be a lot of 12-ounce curls, and I was talking about you know, how I'm probably not going to feel my best that Monday. And it just kind of hit me. As you get older, you have to plan for these kind of things. It's like, you know.
You have to start gearing up.
You have to start. Like, I may need to start a vitamin regimen about a week before. You know, it's pretty bad when to do the things you like to do, you've got to have enough off time to enjoy them.
Maybe that's a sign that you need to not do some of the things that you used to do.
You know what? You think one of these days that's going to click, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah, especially when it's in your the best interest of your health.
Listen, why do you want to live longer?
Because you need to go detox after that.
Why try to live longer if you have no reason to live, is my point. Like, I got to have something. If I don't have anything to look forward to.
Yeah, but you got your family to live for every day.
Yeah, man, they're a lot easier to get along with when I'm drinking.
Is that the way it is? Oh, gosh. Hey, I want to say, before we put a bow on Chicago, I want to share this. NASCAR is trying to determine, you know, exactly what's going to happen next year with the schedule as far as the fact, number one, are they able to put together the street course race in downtown Chicago on the schedule, get that worked out with the city of Chicago? And two, would they go back to Chicagoland? So do you think it is in their best interest to only do the street course race or try to pull off two Chicago race dates? Do you think that market, and it makes sense, and they can justify possibly having two races in Chicago?
I think yes, because they've justified having two races other places. This is a TV network decision more than anything, if Chicago allows it. But one thing I think continues to get proved, and we saw it at Coronado, getting these cars in unique situations, not bad, not gimmicky, but getting them on road courses in certain places is cool. And people tune in to watch. And the first Chicago street race was a huge hit. And we thought it was just going to be something that comes back all the time. Well, it's not. So I think the next one we do will be huge. And I think if we were to go back and race with battleships in the background, that'll be huge. If we could ever get these guys in some sort of desert environment, I know we can't, and they're not racing over dunes. But just anything like that, you take the world's most powerful race cars and put them on a road course, people tune in. I mean, it's proven, Sean. And you and I love Atlanta Motor Speedway as much as the next guy. And love Texas Motor Speedway. And love, you name it, Motor Speedway. But there does come a point when we've seen that before. And constantly working to give good racing, which is the most important, but also in parts of the world that we're not there all the time. I think that showcases driver talent and brings eyeballs to the TV.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it does boil down, as you said a moment ago, the TV deal. It's going to boil down to money and TV rights. So we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds. All right, before we end today's program, we got to do our Where Are They Now? Our featured driver today is David Ruderman. David Ruderman has remained involved in motorsports largely out of the national spotlight since stepping away from NASCAR competition. He ended his NASCAR Cup Series career in 2014. He's returned his roots in dirt track racing. He began competing in the UMP Modified and other dirt racing series events. He founded Beak Built Chassis, which is a business that's designed and builds modified dirt race cars for racers around the country. The business has earned a solid reputation among the dirt racing series. He's also been doing some crew chiefing. In 2019, he became the crew chief for late model driver Ryan Rackley and Lee Falk. So been doing some of that. He remains living in Mooresville, North Carolina with his wife and their daughters. He is known for relatively keeping a private lifestyle compared to many of the other NASCAR drivers. When you look back at his career, he won the 2009 Coca-Cola 600, which was
that.
His first Cup victory, won again at Chicagoland in 2010, captured a win of all three NASCAR top National Series Cup in O'Reilly and Trucks, drove primarily for Michael Waltrip Racing during the team's formative years, helping to establish Toyota as a competitive NASCAR manufacturer. So he remains doing well and only has two Cup victories under his belt, but He's certainly got a long resume when it comes to racing.
Two more than most people. I always remember a couple of things. David Ruderman, we've had him on the show before. I think we're from Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Super nice. Kind of dude you could just tell, you know, good guy. And he was like 6'3". So was so much taller than most other drivers, except his team owner, Michael Waltrip, was like 6'7". So I always remember going, man, you're tall unless you're next to your boss. But
yeah, I would say like Michael Waltrip.
I remember thinking he was a normal sized human.
Michael Waltrip was probably about 6'6", because I've stood next to him a number of times. I remember one time distinctly, he was in our 76 suite at Daytona after he had just won there. I was standing next to him doing a champagne toast, and it seems like he was an inch or two taller than me, and I'm about 6'4". So, yeah. David actually is a tall guy.
So David's, I'm sorry, I remember he's about my height. He's around 6 foot, but he look even as 6 foot, which is tall, but not a crazy tall human. Yeah. Skies over all the other drivers.
Yeah, for sure. All right, sir, we are out of time.
Atlanta Motor Speedway. I think an Elliott's going to bring it home, like old Awesome Bill used to do. And then Chase Elliott wins at Atlanta.
You know, that's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick at all. I'm going to go, even though I'm not the biggest fan of him, I'm going to go with Bubba Wallace.
All right.
I think Bubba Wallace is going to bring Toyota.
I think he's due. You know what? Pick someone in a Toyota. But, pretty smart move.
But regardless, we'll be right back here next Monday, 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, to break it all down as well as get you caught up with all the NASCAR news on and off the track. 25 years talking NASCAR, and thank you for joining us. All right, for Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week. Strong man, strong as any man alive. Stuck in his crawl to meet him, retire at the age of 65.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.